Welcome back to Daf in Depth, Brachas Daf Nun Gimel. On Amud Beis, around a third of the way down the Amud, the Gemara brings a memra from Rav Yehuda in the name of Rav. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav Ein Machazrin Al Ha'ar Kederach Shemachazrim Al HaMitzvahs. A person is not mechayev to look for Ar. The same way he's mechayev to make sure he's mekayim other mitzvahs. For example, it's Rosh Hashanah, and he has to hear Shofar. Person has a chiyuv, he's responsible to go make sure he hears the shofar being blown. But a person is not mechayiv to be mechazer, to go look, to make sure that he's going to have a fire to make a bracha on Motzei Shabbos. And the question is, why not? Why is it different than any other mitzvah? So there are many different hagdaris and ways to explain what the geder of the bracha of Boreh Ma'ariv HaEish is, but there's a very important Ramban. The Ramban says that this bracha is not Birchas HaNehenin. Because he says, if it's a Birchas HaNehenin, then every single time a person sees a fire lit, he should have to make a Boreh Ma'ariv HaEish. Just like before he eats, before he drinks, he has to make a bracha. And he says that Birchas HaNehenin is only on food or drink that goes into the person's guf and he has hana. Even smell, it goes into the person's guf. But a hana that doesn't go into the guf mamish, rather the guf has a hana, but only an outer hana. In other words, like somebody is washing himself with warm water or cold water, or he has a nice breeze on a hot day, there's no birchas hanenin for that. He says the hana that a person has from a fire is not a hana pnimis. It doesn't go into the guf ha'adam. It's a hana chitzainis. And he says, rather, this bracha is one of the birchas hashvach. Like the Mishnah says on Daf Nun Daled, you make brachas on harim, gvois, yamim, naharis, midbarais. You make different brachas. We also make every morning in davening the bracha of Yetzer HaMa'ereis. These are all brachas of shvach that were Meshabech, Kodesh Baruch Hu, that he created all these amazing things in the Bria. And he says that a brachas shvach you don't make every single time you have a na from, let's say, a fire. Because if you do, it would be just like a birchas hanenin. You have to make a bracha every single time. Rather, the gather of a birchas hashvach is, you only make that bracha when there's a chiddush in that bria, or there's a chiddush in you seeing it. Harim, gevois, all these things, they're all based on seeing them leprakim, once every 30 days. Birchas yotzar, you make every day, because he says that the sun and the moon change. There's day, there's night, so there you make the bracha every day. But still, it's a birchas hashvach. And he says that Boreh Ma'ariv HaEish, the etzem, you should make every single night. Because every night you need light. But he says that since theoretically it's possible that you need light by day as well, so therefore it's not specific to night. You can't say that only when nighttime comes, that's when I need the R. Because there are times that by day also a person would have to benefit from R in a dark place. For example, he needs it for cooking and things like that. Therefore, we don't make the Birchas HaShvach of Eish every single night. However, on Matzoi Shabbos, on Matzoi Yom Kippur, then we make that bracha because on Shabbos and Yom Kippur, you couldn't light the fire. So then it's a new hana, it's a special hana that comes Matzoi Shabbos and Matzoi Yom Tif that's similar to the prakim of once every 30 days. Says the Ramban, according to this, now we can understand why the bracha, Boreh Ma'ariv HaEish, is not something that a person has to be mechazer, has to go look for. Only something which is a birchas hamitzvahs. A person has to hear a shofar. A person has to read the Megillah. There he has to be mechazer to make sure that he has the proper things he needs to mekayim the mitzvah. But something which is a birchas hashvach, there's no need for a person to go look to make sure he has it in order to make the bracha. Have a wonderful day.